Blog Talk Radio.
Time with John and Milo. You're listening to episode 17. This is the 23rd of March, 2023. So there's 03-23-23 is today's date. That's kind of cool. So we have a lot to talk about. We have what's going on, man? March Madness. Give me some madness, Milo.
I can't believe it.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It really is. It was a great week in March Madness. We're going to cover the NCAA men's Sweet 16, which started about 6:30. So it's going on right now. And we're going to talk about the NCAA women's Sweet 16, which starts on this weekend. And our own Ohio State Lady Buckeyes are playing at 4 o'clock on Saturday as they made the Sweet 16 with their victory over North Carolina. So they are playing UConn. The Ohio State Lady Buckeyes are 27 wins and 7 losses, and UConn is standing at 31-5. So that'll be a good game. That's at 4 o'clock on Saturday. All of our Buckeye fans to watch that, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. I watched. I got my times mixed up last time. I thought they played at 6:30, and they actually played at 4:30, so I just got to watch the end of it. But they really did a good job, and I like watching them play a good brand of basketball. They like to attack the basket, and that's pretty cool. So let's talk a little bit, Mr. Milo, about the Sweet 16, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. As we've talked in the last two episodes, we have a family bracket. But there's only 4 people in it, and sometimes it's hard to get people to do it. It doesn't take long, but right now Uncle Todd is leading with 39 points. I'm in second place with 35 points. Milo, you're in third place with 32 points, followed by Grandma at 31 points. So it's a very close battle. And so
I'm still alive. How?
You're still alive, dude, and it's you actually have a lot of potential. So even though you've lost some games early, you could make up for that. So
I'm still in it. I'm still in it.
You are still in it. So you have Alabama picked, right, to win it? Is that not right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still in it, so that's good. My teams are out of it. Two of the four, I have 2 teams left, and you have Alabama and Texas, and they're both still in it. So that's cool, and good job there. So it'll be interesting to watch. I told Grandma she had 3 or 4 days off from basketball. Now we're back on it again, so we're going to be watching basketball tonight and tomorrow night as we go into the Sweet 16. My teams, I still have Houston and Alabama that are still in it. So I still have that. Let's see who T-Man has. Todd has, for his finals, he has Alabama and Houston. So he's still in it. Let's see about Grandma Noodle. What's she got going on here? Grandma Noodle has...
not a lot right.
Well, yeah, she has Arizona and Duke are both out. Xavier and Gonzaga, she has... Yeah, she has Xavier and... She has Duke winning it, so that's not good. But she still has Gonzaga, and they're in it, and they're good. Drew Timmy's a really good ball player, so I've been watching him the last couple of years. He's good. And that's the excitement of the March Madness, which is actually pretty awesome to watch because did you get to see any of the upsets over this last week?
Kansas and Arkansas.
Okay, and let's see, FDU, Farley Dickinson's big win, and it was just a lot of fun watching the teams that shouldn't even be in it come in and play really good. That's what the tournament's all about. It's always, Milo, what makes it so exciting is the fact that the underdog has his chance. It's just one game. You can play good for one game and then move on to the next one. So currently right now, Kansas State, who actually I'm impressed with them, they're leading Michigan State 28-26. Also tonight, we will watch Arkansas and UConn. And that's on CBS. And then Florida Atlantic and Tennessee. Tennessee should win that one pretty good. Who do you have over? Do you have Arkansas or UConn? Do you have either one of those teams still in it?
Let me check. Is that in the – which region is that in?
West.
Okay. I have Arkansas. I have that right. Don't have them winning against. No.
Okay. Well, they're a fun team to watch too. So there's a lot of good guard play right now.
Yeah, they can get to the Final Four. I'm not lying. They can.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a bunch of teams that could surprise everybody. I think Miami, I kind of like them. I've watched them surprise a lot of folks, play really good. Tennessee, Rick Barnes is the coach there. He's a good coach. And never, ever, ever put Gonzaga out because they're always good. So tonight, Michigan State, Kansas State, Arkansas, UConn, Florida Atlantic, and Tennessee. And then at 9:45, and I'll be as sound asleep by then, but I'll probably have the TV on trying to fake myself out that I'm watching it, but I'll be asleep. Gonzaga and UCLA. Now, that will be a really good one because people are picking UCLA to win that one tonight, buddy. I think they're a little higher seed. Yeah, they're a 2 seed. Gonzaga's a 3 seed. So UCLA has a really good center. I'm picking Gonzaga in that one, buddy. I don't really know who I have in the bracket. I kind of gave up on my bracket, but let's take a look here. The Darlington Family March Madness bracket. In the West, I have Gonzaga winning that one, going all the way out. So that's cool. Keep an eye on them. The Zags. Okay, so we're going to talk. No, they call them the Zags because of the Gonzaga part of their name. I can't remember their nickname. It will take me a minute. Probably never. We'll look it up. The Let's talk about you and your mama went to Cleveland last week. Tell us how that went.
We went to Cleveland to watch the Cavs and the Wizards. And fun, so the six seed Cavaliers took on the
Washington Wizards.
Yeah, the Washington Wizards. No, sorry.
Okay. Can you tell me about the experience?
A couple of games to wrap up from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, tell us about your experience going to Cleveland and what it was like.
It was really fun. And they won 117 to like 94.
Yep. So who had the best game for the Cavs?
Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell?
Well, both those guys are like the best scorers on the team. There's no doubt about it. They can both score the shoot the rock, as they say. I think it's interesting how they will play one and not the other. Sometimes Donovan Mitchell gets a lot of shots. Sometimes Garland gets a lot of shots. Sometimes Karius LeVert gets a lot of shots. He's really good. And you know, he's from the Columbus area. He went to high school at Pickerington, which we'll talk about here in a minute, Pickerington Central. But the interesting thing with that is, who do you remember who was the point guard on that game? Was it Garland or Mitchell?
Darius Garland.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool because then that puts puts Mitchell at the shooting guard, and either one of them can play either position with a lot of skill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, was there a lot of slam dunks? Did you see any slam dunks?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. There's too many slam dunks. I can't count. But there was like 53 pointers, but so many slam dunks. Like, Donovan Mitchell threw down this awesome dunk. Everybody was, like, going crazy. I was, like, pulling my jersey, like, because I was wearing Donovan Mitchell jersey. I was like, yeah! Woo! And then everybody was, like, going crazy until Jared Allen slammed it down so hard. Everybody was like, what? And then number three, Isaac Okoraro?
Acaparo, I think. Acaparo?
He just kept slamming dunk after dunk after
dunk. Yeah, big boys right there. Yeah, Jared Allen's one of my favorite players on the team because he plays so smart, and he's incredibly physical. He had the other night I watched him. Now, they're playing the Nets tonight. They played the Nets two nights ago, and he had 14 rebounds. And that's why he is so important to the team, because he can lead them and rebounds almost every game. Where you have Evan Mobley, who's taller actually than Jared Allen, but I think Jared Allen plays a little more physical than Evan Mobley does. So altogether, buddy, they're a pretty good team. So I'm glad you had a good time. You and your mom went there and cheered on the Cavaliers. There is 8 more games left in the season, maybe. And then they go into the playoffs. Then they enter the playoffs, and I'm pretty sure they'll make it. So it just depends on how far they get into the – how many wins they get so they can get a good position in the playoffs, maybe get some buys and some home games. But I'm really proud of the Cavaliers this year, and I'm glad you were able to go see them play. That's awesome. So let's take a music break, and we'll come back, and then we want to talk about the Ohio High School Athletic Association. They had their championship games on Friday and Saturday, and the semifinals, with the finals were on Sunday. So I watched those most of the day, and we'll talk about those, and then we'll talk just a little bit about a rumor I heard about somebody special coming to the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll be right back after this music break. It's Sports Time with John and Milo. That was the Speedways, a band from England, with their latest release, Secret Secret. So over the weekend, Milo, I was able to watch basketball, high school basketball, and then college basketball a lot, and I can never get enough. So some of the interesting games, we'll go over the D1, D2, and D3, and D4. In basketball, they just have four divisions. They have seven, I think, in football. But in D1, Archbishop Hoban played Pickerington Central. That game was a big one because of Devin Royal, the guy from Pickerington Central, the Mr. Basketball of Ohio. He's going to Ohio State on a full scholarship. He's going to play for the Buckeyes next year. He was leading the Pickerington Central against Archbishop Hoban. It was a really good game. Hoban won the game 53-47 to be the Division I state champion. So that was a really good game. For Division II, it was Akron Buchtel. As they pronounce it on TV, Buchtel. So maybe it's Buchtel. Because I always pay attention to that because I used to do the games, Milo. I used to do football games, and you have to be able to get the pronunciation the way that the school wants it, not necessarily the way you think it is. So it's called Buchtel. So Buchtel 51, Lutheran West 52. So Lutheran West is out of the Cleveland area, and that was an incredible game. Actually, all those games are really good. All of the games were extremely good except for the very last one, D4 game, which was not. It was a total blowout. But in the Division III game, we had Ottawa-Glandorf playing Lutheran East. Now, Lutheran West and Lutheran East are schools in the Cleveland area They're both like connected. One's on the west side, one's on the east side, and they both won state championships, with Lutheran West winning 52-51 over Buchtel, and Lutheran East winning 67-61 over Ottawa Glandorf. So good games. And then we watched the D4 game with Crestview and Richmond Heights. If I look at my notes here, I think I picked Crestview and you picked Richmond Heights. You also picked Lutheran East, and I think you did really good in your picks this time. And you picked Buchtel, and you did not pick Lutheran West. So, but Milo, you did pick. You lost. You picked Centerville and Toledo St. John's, but Archbishop Hoban and Pick Central won those. Or no, you were right Pickerington Central did lose that one, but they won that semifinal game, so that was a great game. Anyway, so it was exciting all the way up to the D4 game, which Crestview, what do you think? I'm going to tell you, Milo, the score, how many points Richmond Heights had, okay? And you tell me how many points you think Crestview had. Richmond Heights scored 70 points. They beat Crestview. How many points do you think Crestview had?
10.
Close. They had 26 points for the entire game. So I don't know for sure, but yeah, 70-26. I think Crestview had like 20 points at the halftime, but it was just really bad. Richmond Heights was way over. They just too much talent, coached really well, played a great game, brought home their championship. Richmond Heights 70, Crestview 26. So we've covered a lot of basketball. You picked Hoban, so you won that. You picked Lutheran East, so you won that. You picked Buchtel. I think you won 3 out of 4, dude, so that's really good. You did great. So we've covered just about everything tonight except one thing that I was – and we'll also take a quick look at the Michigan State game and see how they're doing right now as they're playing live as we speak against Kansas State. Let's see what their score is, if I can get there in time for the show to be going. And we got it's a close one with – 4 seconds left in the first half. Kansas State 43, Michigan State 38. So Arkansas and UConn have started. Who do you have in? Who are you picking there? Michigan State or Kansas State?
Kansas State all the way.
Me too. UConn over Arkansas. Who do you have?
Yeah, UConn. UConn,
yeah. Tennessee or Florida Atlantic?
Tennessee.
And Gonzaga and UCLA, who do you have?
Gonzaga
Bulldogs. Michigan State 38-43, Arkansas down 5-8 early in the game. So the last thing we're going to talk about is the Cincinnati Bengals. The rumor that I've heard today, and it's just a rumor, but it's possible. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, who was an outstanding player and an All-American for Ohio State University Buckeyes when they won a national championship, I believe, is a free agent. So what that means, he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, but his contract is up. So he's obligated no more to the Cowboys. He is out there, so anybody who wants to offer him more money than the Cowboys can offer him, Milo, they can have him on the team. The team right now that everyone's talking about is the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I don't know what's going on with Joe Mixon, because I really like Joe Mixon, and I don't want to see him or Samaje Perine go anywhere, but there's a lot of talk that they've been in talks with Ezekiel Elliott to bring him on as a Bengal. Now, what do you think of that? Do you think that would be a good idea?
I mean, no. Because Ezekiel Elliott, his last snap with the Cowboys, he was a center.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not strong, and he's not good anymore. Like, he's not good.
I wouldn't put him. Yeah, I agree with you. He averaged 3.8 yards a game last year with the Cowboys, so that's probably why the Cowboys don't want him back.
I would probably make him retire if he only had 3.8 yards per game.
Yeah. You know what? I think the only thing I would think about if Samaje Perine went somewhere else, which he probably could, if he's that good. He's good enough to step in and be a starting running back somewhere. I really like him a lot. But if he goes somewhere and they need someone else, or if Mixon goes somewhere and they need someone else, he'd be good to come in. But I think he'd be a good number two back, not necessarily a number one back. But but we'll see. We'll probably know something by next Thursday's show. But this is the time right here in the show, man, that everybody waits for. People are lined up for miles and miles to hear Joke Time with John and Milo. It's always groundbreaking jokes. I tell these jokes to Grandma at dinner time and see if she laughs, and she usually does it. But there's a news flash. You guys live in Dublin, Ohio. In the Dublin, Ohio Police Department, someone broke in and stole all of their toilets. Yeah, they broke into the police department and stole all of their toilets. And you're supposed to say, who did it, Grandpa?
Who did it, Grandpa?
They don't really know because they have nothing to go on. Get it? They have nothing to go on. They can't go to the bathroom because somebody stole their toilets. What?
No.
That's really bad. That one's worse. Okay. Did you know today? Hey Milo, did you know today was Be Nice to Dennis Day? You know your dentist where you go get your teeth cleaned and all that. Today's the Be Nice to Dennis. Today's Be Kind to Dennis Day. You know why?
Why?
Because they have fillings too. Get it?
Yeah, right.
Tooth fillings. Ooh, righty. What do you call an alligator that wears a vest?
What?
An investigator.
I did not get that.
He wears a vest, so he's an investigator, an alligator. He's got a vest on. What do you call an alligator that wears a vest? An investigator? Okay.
Yeah.
Why couldn't the pony? Okay. Why couldn't the pony sing in the choir? It's sad.
Why?
Very sad. Why couldn't the pony sing in the choir?
Why?
Because he was a little horse.
All right.
All right, man. It's joke time with John and Milo is over, so everybody can get back to normal. Okay, your joke. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
What did the Cincinnati Bengals want to eat for breakfast?
Wheaties.
You have to say what?
Oh, what? What did the
Cincinnati
Bengals eat for
bagels.
Breakfast? Oh, bagels. Okay, gotcha. That's a good one. I thought maybe Wheaties because it's the breakfast of champions, but I like bagels. That's good. And I'd like to have a bagel. So let's have bagels for breakfast tomorrow. Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for being on the show. It was a really good time. We covered a lot of good stuff. I have a question for you. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball? Catch what? You later.
Later.